This is the Investor Coaching Show podcast with your host, Paul Winkler, a show that helps you relax about money. Most of the information we get about investing is from people trying to sell financial products. Paul and his team are investment managers and educators who believe an informed investor is a more confident investor. With over 30 years in the financial industry and with 8 financial planning related designations, Paul, along with his team of degree planners, brings a unique perspective to the world of money. You can download his free PDF entitled The Recipe for Relaxing About Money by going to paulwinkler.com/relax. Now, here's the Investor Coaching Show with your host, Paul Winkler.
All right, I'm back here on the Investor Coaching Show. Paul Winkler talking about the world of money and investing. And the website, of course, for us is paulwinkler.com. You can get the podcast, the blogs, and the videos, and all of that stuff. So this week, I interviewed a friend of mine who is very big in reverse mortgage, been doing it for many years, expert in this particular area. And I thought I'd share with you, you know, one of the guys in the office says, hey, why don't you take that video you just did and share it? And I thought, wow, that would be like a really cool thing to do. Because people ask about this all the time. This would be really just nice thing to share something like this with all of you, because so many people wonder how these things work. So what we'll do is I'm going to go back to that interview, and what I'm starting off with right here are, what are some of the other uses of reverse mortgages? How do people actually practically use them? So we'll continue on with that interview with Catherine Holton from Newcastle Mortgage, and her husband, Mike, great couple, have run that company for many years. So we're going to head back there. We're going to talk a little bit about, well, some of the other uses of reverse mortgages. So that's where we start out. Now, some other uses. So somebody says, I want to go on a vacation. What are some of the other things that you've seen people use it for?
Well, I've had folks say, Catherine, I owe $50,000 on my house. Mm-hmm. I unfortunately had a high interest rate. I'd love to get rid of that. And I need a new car. I think I need $18,000 to $20,000. Okay. I want to treat myself to a nice brand new car.
All right.
So now we're going to have a $70,000 draw at the closing table. But he's going to have an additional $200,000 on this particular, sitting off in the wings in their line of credit. Again, sleep better at night mortgage, knowing I just accomplished getting rid of that mortgage payment. I know I need to pay my taxes and insurance, and I'm going to get a new car because I'm 75 years old and I deserve a new car.
Yeah, and you know, that can happen where somebody goes into retirement. And statistically, what we find with people with retirement is that many people end up retiring sooner than they thought they would. You know, when people are in their 30s and their 40s, I'm never going to retire. I'm going to work forever because I love my job so much. And then they get up into that age group and they're like, no, I'm going to retire. There's a new boss that got brought into our workplace and I don't like the person, blah, 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 or whatever. Yeah. You know, there's always a reason where somebody goes. And then another reason is that, well, my spouse got sick.
Oh, yes.
You know, I've had a situation. My spouse got sick. I got sick. I had a child that's gotten sick. I have to retire. I didn't plan on retiring right now. I planned on having my mortgage paid off before I retire, but I'm having to retire 5, 6, 7, 8 years before I thought I was going to. Take the reverse mortgage, pay off the one that you've got, and then you don't have payments anymore.
Correct. I think to date, one of my most favorite stories, how a person used a reverse mortgage was their home was paid for. They needed to help their 2 grown children who were both losing their jobs. They worked at the same place. They were losing their jobs. Mm. So mom and dad started borrowing cash on a credit card. Mm. And we all know that's, what, 20%+ interest on a card.
Oh,
they knew they were drowning, and they thought, what can we do?
Right.
So they had a set sum. They could have been applicable for more money. They said, Catherine, we only want $60,000. That's how much we've racked up on these cards. We want them gone. So they took out the reverse mortgage. They took the $60,000, paid all of those credit cards, and then they made payments back to the reverse mortgage. And
so
now it's almost paid off.
Wow, they did. And you know what? The interest rate being so much
and
lower.
And at that time, it was a low. It's lower now, but it was a low interest rate. So they did a low interest loan against their house to get rid of the high interest debt, and then decided to pay it back. They weren't required to, but decided to do it.
Well, and it's insane because, you know, you look at credit cards, and it's not unusual to see credit card debt, 18% interest rates and just crazy, crazy high interest rates, which means you're debt actually doubles about every, 4 to 5 years or so. Mm-hmm. It's just, you end up drowning. I mean, you just can't get out of it. And to be able to do something like that is huge to
me. Absolutely. And the comfort of knowing if you wanted to make a payment, you are certainly allowed to.
Yeah.
People think they can't go anywhere. They always say to me, Catherine, can I leave my house? Well, Big Brother's not watching you. You're only going to get a one-time-a-year annual occupancy letter that says, hello, Ms. Smith, are you still there?
Are you still living
Please
there?
Check yes and mail it back.
Right.
In addition to that, you are going to receive a monthly statement that's going to always show you your balance. And let's say you utilize that monthly, the line of credit. It's always going to show you the balance of your loan and how much you have in available credit in your line of credit every month.
Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit about what kinds of properties you can get reverse mortgages on, like condos versus homes versus townhomes versus,
Yes. Condos are always a bit contentious because they have to be FHA approved.
Okay.
The very short story about FHA condos is that FHA's decided a decade ago that too many condo complexes were becoming rented. So FHA is in the business of home ownership. They're not in the business of insuring apartment complexes, so to speak. So there's this certification that has to happen every couple, 3 years, and it's a big process. I am very happy to help people do it at no charge. There's companies out there that will do it for you. There's a big lit checklist that they have to meet. But condos are difficult. If you call me and have an already approved FHA condo, we move forward. If you don't, I can look into it for you. So condos are a little bit more problematic, but single family, duplex, even four family properties. The borrower of the reverse mortgage must live in one of those units, if it's a duplex or a fourplex.
Yeah, fourplex. Yeah, that's what they call those.
Fourplex, quadruplex.
No, they're very creative.
It's always got to be your primary residence, the reverse mortgage.
Right, okay. Now, when they actually go through this process of setting up such a mortgage, what is it like? What's the process like? I know you have to hire, actually have to have somebody that has no dog in the fight counseling them.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
It's a wonderful consumer protection device. The very first thing is that they communicate with someone like myself at Newcastle Mortgage, and I'm going to take all the time they need to explain how this loan works.
Mm-hmm.
I like to listen to them. Typically, they tell me what it is they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
My job's to make sure they understand what their options are, how the loan works, when the loan is due, that they can sell it at any time, things of that nature. Once they've made that decision, I'm going to give them a list of 10 counseling agencies. It's become a mandatory part over a decade ago. Now they're going to be talking to someone who's not selling them something. So it's a wonderful, it's typically a 30-minute phone conversation with someone. There is a fee that they have to pay the counselor directly. It's $100,
$150
or so. Nominal. A certificate is issued. And it's not a test. People are like, well, what are they going to ask me? And I give them information that says this is what you should expect.
Right.
And they're going to ask you budget questions. Mm-hmm. They're going to ask you, well, have you thought about this loan versus going to a bank to go borrow $10,000 in a line of credit? And every now and then that is a better option. I'm going to listen to them and tell them how this one might differ from that one. Counseling is done, and then I come and see them. We fill out an application. That's usually a couple hours. We usually sit at the kitchen table for a couple hours. I leave them with a copy package of everything they signed. Then I go and do all of the processing and ordering of the appraisal. Typically, my process has been 30 days. The world is very busy here in the end of 2020. A lot of people are refinancing and such. So the time frames are 6 weeks, maybe seven.
So how are the interest rates set? So when you talk about the typical line of credit that people will get?
It's based on a LIBOR index, the London Interbank. There may be some changes in the future, but when somebody has a reverse mortgage, that note sets what those parameters on that loan would be.
And interest rates are extremely low right now. And this is something I've talked about a lot simply because of the fact that the Federal Reserve and the entities out there responsible for interest rates want them to remain very, very low because of inflation reasons right now and because of economic growth reasons. So it's been low for a very, very long period of time. And so this is something that's very regulated.
When we talk about
regulated, the protections that consumers have, it's not like you have all of these different entities that are Lone Rangers out there running this thing in a manner there where you can, they can get away from
insured
robbing
loan.
From you.
No, yeah. Absolutely. These banks are so regulated. The banks that we use are all of the big, the top same people that you hear on the television. The difference is I'm the local girl. And I've got a long history of doing this, so I always recommend please talk to someone who's been in the business and knows what they're doing versus a new person at some of the big banks.
Right.
I've had some horror stories. It's just being aware, knowing what you're doing. You know, I want people to be so well informed. I do not call back every other day like some of my competition.
Right.
You know, it's all about making sure that they're comfortable.
And, you know, I've had people that will set up a reverse mortgage just simply to have some place to grab money from in a hurry if they need it. Yeah. A couple examples that might come to mind. Let's say that somebody has an investment portfolio and they just like the idea of holding more equities than fixed income investments in the portfolio, and they're drawing an income on a regular basis. Well, one of the things that can be problematic in an investment portfolio is what's called sequence of returns risk. You know, you got the market goes up and goes down. When the market's going up, everything's great, everything's fine. When the market goes down, you're having to sell equities when the market's down. And sometimes people will have reverse mortgages so that when the market's down, they just stop their income. They don't want to draw it during that period of time, and they'll pull money from the reverse mortgage to buy them time for the market to come back. And if they feel like it, they can pay back the mortgage, the money that they borrowed. So that's
exactly
one example.
Yes, because there are no penalties on this loan.
Yeah.
Like we said, you can pay it down, pay it off, and move.
And there are other
and get another reverse mortgage. Only one at a time, but get another one.
Yeah, and maybe that it's just there's a sale on cruises.
Yeah. There will be a sale on cruises.
I know, isn't that the truth?
We don't work for them, but we know that there will be.
There will be. We attract people back to that, so we're going to...
Maybe.
You got to strike when the iron's hot, right?
That's right.
And then,
right.
You know, through the whole thing in this 2020 market mess that we've been in, not necessarily talking about stock market mess, because the market in a lot of ways has come back, mm-hmm. but just people losing jobs and people
very
losing,
much so, yes.
you know,
or
streams
wanting,
of income.
Yes, or wanting to help family, or just having the security
sure.
of knowing that that money is there. They communicate with the servicer of that bank, and within a couple of days, that money is either wired or mailed to them.
Right. Anything else that we ought to be saying that I hadn't said already? I think I covered a lot.
Well,
between the two of us, I think we covered
between the
of
two
ground.
Of us, yes. I really don't.
I think we're good.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
Well, so folks, if you have any kind of questions about this is something I get asked about all the time. They want to know how this works. Is this a scam? Obviously, no. There are a lot of great uses for a reverse mortgage. Some people are like, I'll never have a reverse mortgage. And sometimes it's just an emotional thing.
Often, it is an emotional.
Yeah, because you know, I was taught never to have debt or anything like that. And I, you know, I look at it as a tool.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not a tool for everybody. It's like a hammer's not a tool if I'm trying to screw in a screw. You know, it's
that's right.
These are all tools. I just want you to be aware that these things exist, and when the situation is right, it's a great tool and something that can be very useful for our clients. So I want to thank you for coming
My
in
pleasure,
and talking
Paul.
About this.
I'm always happy to come
Ton
out.
Ton of fun.
Thank you. Thanks
all right,
very much.
We'll do the elbow bump.
Yes, we will. 2020.
All right, 2020 elbow bump. Okay, we'll catch you. Hey, this is Paul Winkler. Hope you enjoyed today's edition of the Investor Coaching Show. You want to learn more about what we do, go to our website, paulwinkler.com. You can watch some of the videos there, and if you're not already a client, you can set up a free initial consultation. Until next time, I'm Paul Winkler, reminding you that I believe that more educated investors are more confident investors, and confident investors are more successful investors. Have a great one.